crypt doors have opened. The shadows are stirring. And I'm finally back. That's right. Big D is back. I'm back for season four of Guess What? You're Wrong. After a brief hiatus, we're back and we're diving headfirst into some of the best and definitely some of the worst horror flicks that you can find. And as always, we're going to spoil the hell out of any movie we discuss. So grab your flashlights, hide your snacks, and crack a jar. It's time to get spooky.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all of my movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we spoil the hell out of everything we talk about. So you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another classically spooky season. I don't fucking know. It's October, baby. And like I said, October, we're doing zombies. You can see behind me here, I'm doing White Zombie. Known as the original zombie movie anywhere, really. White Zombie from 1932. Right? Directed by Victor Halperin. Writers written by Garnett Weston, William B. Seabrook. It was actually based off a book by Seabrook. Stars Bela Lugosi, Madge Bellamy, Joseph Cawthorn, motherfucker. 1932. I mean, the 30s were great time for movies. Now, I know Lugosi was put into this movie mainly because of his fame and how great the Dracula had done the year previous to this. This was considered by many, I guess, to be a lower budget because it's an independent film. So there was a lot of people that were kind of wondering why Lugosi would do this kind of a film, this kind of independent thing. There was a lot of stuff that happened later on after the movie between Lugosi and not getting paid and, with a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know if we're going to go into that or not, but we may. I don't know. This was a pre-code horror film. Like I said, it was independently produced by Edward Halperin and directed by Victor Halperin. Stars Bela Lugosi, like I said, as murder legend Legendre. That sounds right. Madge Bellamy as Madeline Short Parker. Joseph Cawthorn as Dr. Bruner. And Robert Fraser as Charles Beaumont. And John Herron as Neil Parker. There's a bunch of others in here. I mean, Frederick Peters was Chauvin, a zombie. Because there was a bunch of zombies. There was a witch doctor in here, played by Dan Crimmins. And of course, the coach driver, who was uncredited here, Clarence Muse. Nice. Another thing that I found as in researching this, I found interesting is that murder legend, Legendre, his name was never spoken or mentioned in the movie at all. I don't think... not even in the credits, I don't think. So that's pretty fucking cool. Well, not really cool. I think it's odd. Odd, really. The movie starts out, I mean, it's It's a real simple premise here. I mean, you have a couple that's going to get married. They're in Haiti for some fuck-sucking odd reason. Why would you go to fucking Haiti for... maybe back in the 30s it was the place to be, but they're eating fucking dogs and shit there now. I don't... Oh, no, actually, that's Haiti. Yeah, that's Haiti. Oh, what the shit. But, you know, they go there to get married. They get invited to this dude's castle. Oh, man. So we have the dude, Beaumont. What was this guy? Charles Beaumont, played by Robert Frazier, right? He is intent on getting Madeline Short away from her fiance, Neil Parker. Madeline Short, that was her name, away from Neil Parker. Well, so they're already engaged. They get invited to this dude's castle, and this other guy, what's his name? Dr. Bruner is the one that is like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't fucking be here, you know? Yeah, this is not a good idea. But we quickly find out what's the name? Bruner's name or Bruner's. What the shit? We quickly find out what his intentions are. He's trying and trying, but you know, to no avail. I mean, this chick's in love with Neil Parker. So hit the bricks, right? Now they do pass the scenes of this, you know, they're in this coach and they're going to this castle or this guy's villa or whatever it is. And they see, Murder Legendre, I don't know what the hell his name is, played by Bela Lugosi, out in the fields. You know, he's got a bunch of zombies around him. That's what they are. These are not like the George Romero ghoul, flesh-eating, brain-eating zombies, right? These are like the voodoo zombies, where they basically have taken your soul kind of thing and made you a slave. That's pretty much what it is. I'm telling you, this movie's not real long either. I mean, how long is this movie? If I can find out here. Runtime is 1 hour and 9 minutes. So yeah, it's not terribly long. Released on August 4th of 1932. So they spent about $50,000 on estimate making this movie. There was a huge question about how much Bela Lugosi actually got paid for this. And it was anywhere from like, I don't know, I think a $100 to $500 or some shit like that. He didn't get paid a lot to be in this movie, especially after the movie got some traction and became quite the hit. And, you know, he was known for, where's my money? You know, after people were talking to him about how popular this had become. So like I said, Beaumont's motives are purely selfish. You know, he makes every attempt to convince this girl, but she's not having none of it. She loves her dude, right? But Beaumont is love struck, I guess. I don't know. He goes to Lugosi, legend. I'm just going to call the dude Murder because I can't see the last name. He goes to Murder and he gets this zombie potion. And Beaumont already he's already questioning it in his mind, you know, shit, I don't know if I really want to do this. I don't know if I should do this. He ends up doing it. He sprinkles it on her flowers, I believe. And when she goes to inhale the smell of flowers, it gets taken into her. She becomes like this zombie thing. It's weird that, you know, Murder, played by Bela Lugosi, he controls them. All the zombies that he's made, he does this. You can see in the poster back there, over here. Shit, right there. He does this with his hands. And like, you know, does this thing and he can control them. So, I mean, he has them working his plantations, his sugarcane fields. There's even a scene where one of them falls into the sugarcane machine or whatever it is. And it's like nothing, you know, they're just brain dead zombies pretty much. You know, this Beaumont dude, I mean, the fact that he turns Madeline into this zombie, it's odd because the Madeline and Neil had just gotten married. So a couple days later, basically she dies. You know, they think she's dead. They bury her and everything like that. They entomb her in this crypt. And then Beaumont and them and Lugosi and them and a bunch of, you know, zombie slaves go there to pull her out because she's not really dead. She's just kind of like a zombie. But Neil's grief stricken. You know, he just married his wife who he loved. And she's dead. So there's a bunch of scenes with him, you know, the grief-stricken thing. And it's good. I mean, you can understand what he's going through. He keeps having dreams of seeing Madeline. He has this feeling that she's alive. And these castles, I don't know what the hell, they're plantations. They have Madeline. It looks like up in a castle. In Hades, what it looked like, but I don't know if that's what it was. But she's out in a patio one day. Neil walks by and sees her. Fuck, that's my wife. He starts yelling for Madeline. He's running around, running in. There's a lot. I'm not sure there's a lot that I'm fucking missing here. I don't know. I'm reading over my synopsis here. Shortly after Madeline and Neil's wedding ceremony, yeah, that's she's already a zombie. At the castle, Charles has begun to regret Madeline's transformation. Yeah, Charles regrets it, but guess what happens to Charles? Murder gives him a drink, and it's laced with this zombie juice. So, but he doesn't drink a lot of it, so he's not like a full, you know, one of these brain-dead zombies. He's not a, like a full one. He's kind of like, you know, halvesies, you know? There's this scene where Neil and you know, they get up to this castle, right? And see, knows Madeline's alive. She's Madeline there, but she's, you know, he's trying to, for me, Madeline, remember me, it's Neil, it's your husband kind of deal. But Lugosi or Murder sends all of his zombies, does this, sends his zombies go over and attack, basically. Stop this, kill Neil. Because he doesn't want to give up Madeline. She's pretty hot. You know, you wouldn't want to give her up either, even though you got her by turning her into a fucking zombie. Wow. Did I even push record? Yeah, I did. Okay. I couldn't remember if I pushed record or not. Oh, boy. So, I mean, in the scene here, then, where we have Beaumont, is that his name? I'm getting old. I can't remember names. Charles Beaumont. You know, he knocks out Murder. And when he knocks him out, all those zombies kind of, they don't have anybody to control them anymore. So they end up walking off the edge of the cliff. Just they just falling off. And for that brief moment, Madeline also has been broken from the spell, kind of deal. And she recognizes Neil's like, oh, yes. But Murder, Bela Lugosi, comes to. He's like, oh, shit. And he does this thing, trying to control Madeline. And Madeline goes back into that brain-dead state type of deal. Now, so Dr. Bruner now, approaches Murder and knocks him out. Well, that's what I already went past that in my notes. The zombies walk forward, topple off the cliff. Bam. I already said that. Murder wakes up and eludes Neil and Bruner. But Charles says, Beaumont pushes Murder off the cliff and then he also falls off the cliff. So they both die. And then when Murder, the Bela Lugosi, dies, kind of releases that hold on Madeline, and they're good to go. And they embrace, and that's pretty much the movie. You know, I mean, there's not a lot to this movie, and it's not a terrible movie. I would have thought that it would have caught some flack, even though it's a 1930s movie. I would have thought it would have gotten some flack with it being in Haiti, and you got these white folks, plantation owners and all that shit. You know, I thought that people would have complained about that, but I couldn't find that anywhere. So good on them, because this is a pretty fucking good movie. I didn't realize that there was a period in history where Haiti was like this stopping point for the rich and famous or whatever, or wealthy, so to speak, whatever it is. But apparently it must have been, you know, because they were living there. And murder apparently was supposed to have been born there, but we all know Bela Lugosi. You know, I mean, they did what they did, and they used the actors that they had at the time. And we understand that. You know, it's it came out pretty good. It's a good movie. It also caught a lot of flack because a lot of these actors from this movie are actually actors who were very popular and famous during the silent film era. So the acting in this movie is very well. If you've seen any silent movies and how they overacted because they had to get their point across, you know, with their actions and their expressions and that kind of stuff. They acted the same way in this movie, even though this was a talkie. So they got some flack with that a little bit early on, you know, but who they didn't know what the hell they were looking at back then. Now, in retrospect, we can look at it now and judge it for what it really is. And the whole thing with the silent, I mean, you can, when you watch it, you see, you know, I mean, you can tell that that's what they were, silent film actors, you know, but it's not a bad thing. I don't think it came out, it didn't come across terrible. I've seen some terrible fucking movies. This one is not one of them. Trust me. So I would say, I know this is a short episode here, but I wanted to go in here and talk about White Zombie, the first one of October, first zombie film of October, and let y'all know that it's a good fucking movie. And you can disagree if you want to, but guess what? You're wrong. Oh, yes. White Zombie. You know, there was, we all know Rob Zombie named his band after this movie. Some other trivia and shit I got here. Let me check real quick. I looked up on the IMDb. Well, supposed to be a personal favorite of Bela Lugosi, according to his son. Yeah, not once is Bela Lugosi's character's name, Murder Legendre, pronounced by anyone at any moment in the film, nor does the character name appear on screen once in the credits, nor otherwise. The film, let me see here, the film was thought lost until its recovery in the 1960s. A court battle was fought between film distributor Frank Storis and the estate of Stanley Kroelberg, the copyright owner of the film. Storis had wished to reproduce a restored version, but the estate refused, blah, blah, blah. He lost. All those were good things from the IMDb. But there's a few more here. This is believed to be the first feature film to identify antagonists as zombies. Yeah. Shot in 11 days, completed March 1932. Yeah, the film did a lot of space and a lot of filming in Universal Studios and used a lot of props from movies like The Cat and the Canary, Frankenstein, and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Bela Lugosi's character's name, Legendre, means the son-in-law, Legendre, in French. I don't know. What the fuck? I shouldn't have read that. That's kind of stupid. Says from the King of Kings at RKO Plast Studios were used interior. Yeah, we knew that. The play Zombie, yeah, we know that. Found into public domain in 1960. It's in public domain now. That's pretty interesting. I know that, let me see here. I had some other stuff here. It's an analysis of Legendre. Yeah, there's a whole thing in here that I was reading about, a whole analysis on you know, the antagonist that Bela Lugosi plays. Interesting stuff. I mean, is what it is, you know. And the White Zombie, Rob Zombie's film, Rob Zombie's band before he went solo, was called White Zombie. He got the name from this. White Zombie is such a people returning from the dead. The other elements in zombie mythology, these films include Ghostbreakers, King of the Zombies, yeah, Walk the Zombie. There's a bunch of movies that were made after this that kind of borrowed from this and stuff. It wasn't until George Romero came along and made his zombie films that they actually became like the dead walking ghouls type of thing. Previous to that, they were Haitian, you know, voodoo slaves kind of thing, you know, just lost their mind kind of deal. It was, let's see where I read this in my, here in 2009, it was announced that Tobe Hooper would make a remake of White Zombie. But the remake never came to fruition. I read somewhere else in here too that, I thought I read somewhere in here that Blumhouse was supposed to make a remake of it as well, but I can't find it anywhere. Anyway, but it's a good movie. If you ask me, watch White Zombie from 1932 starring Bela Lugosi. It's only an hour, so you're not missing out on a lot of your life. It's a good fucking movie. Check it out. Until next time, I'm out. We got another, I don't even know what got coming up next here. Probably Night of the Comet or something like that. We're doing the Train to Busan coming up. Dawn of the Dead. I think that's the mall one, right? Doing that one. That's coming up. We've got a few coming up. Remember, we're going to revisit Return of the Living Dead. I know I did an episode of Return of the Living Dead in the past already with Christine, but we're going to have a revisit on that one. See how it lives up, how it holds up anyway. But until next time, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. Love, peace, and if it rains, make it purple, baby. And that's going to do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and let me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time. Bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater. Shadows playing games. Sipping
shine, it's the nectar of life. This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.